You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That guy, Steven, call us yet, Limits?
No. But there is somebody calling right now, so I'll see if it's him.
I'd like to argue with him. I think that'd be fun. We're waiting on Dan Sangrilli here to join me, talk a little Pirates. In the meantime, Dan Muse, a different Dan, talked today. Now, Steven's still coming at me via Twitter here. Why do you think Fields will have a better season than Rodgers? Fields hasn't had one good season since being drafted. Why will this year be different? Well, it's in the forget it. It's in the context, again, of Rodgers, right? I didn't even say that Fields necessarily would have a good season. I said I'll have a better season than Rodgers. Why does he think Rodgers will have a good season?
You think that...
Why does he think that? Why do you think that?
You think that Rodgers is just not going to have a good year and that Fields, by default, is going to have a better year because Rodgers is just going to be subpar, is basically what you're saying.
Right. And he's also wrong about Fields, like blatantly wrong. There was one year in Chicago where I believe Fields got an MVP vote or two. Did he not, Limits? Am I wrong about that? No, I'm not wrong about that. Am I?
No.
Jackass. He was number 9, so obviously he got votes when he had, let me see here, 2,300 yards passing, 17 touchdowns, and he ran for like 1,100 yards. That's what he does. He runs, if Steven hasn't noticed that. And I don't think he's very good. So it's really not an outlandish prediction. Especially if you saw Aaron Rodgers play against good teams last year. Forget this guy. Can we? Should I? Is that him? Who is it, Limits? Who called?
Oh, it was a nice, I don't know how old he was, but a very young Pirates fan that called in that said he was at the game yesterday and really liked the O'Neill Cruz home run, so I was talking to him.
Man, he crushed that ball, didn't he?
He did.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Dr. Daniel Sangrilli has entered the cathedral here. Pirates play in short order. What, about a half hour or so? Dan, I had a bone to pick with Don Kelly last night. I didn't like having Adam Fraser attempt a bunt in the ninth inning with men on first and second. Fraser failed to execute a bunt a couple weeks ago. He failed last night again, but that's not the real point. The real point is he's your hottest hitter, and the next two guys are Henry Davis and Key Brian Hayes, and I'm glad that Key Brian Hayes finally ran into one that didn't inspire much confidence that he was going to get a run in with two outs. I don't think you take the bat out of your hottest hitter's hands. I'd rather set guys in motion. Anything but that when I have Davis with a lot of swing and miss followed by Hayes. I want my best hitter for probably the last, 12 games anyway? He's up around 400, I think. Let him swing away because he already proved a couple weeks ago he can't bunt.
I went back and forth on this one. I think the scenario of having second and third is far more tempting. Plus, Frazier is a bit of a double play candidate. So that's the worst case scenario, Joe, if you do let him swing away.
Yeah.
He's not an extra base guy. While you may have tied the game with a single, you may not have. Also, there's that element at play with Horwitz, who's the lead runner. So you have first and second, nobody out. Frazier's up. He's hit into seven double plays. He hits into a double play, that's catastrophic. At least, if you set up a second and third situation with one out, you can score so many different ways with so many different scenarios, whether it's a fly ball, whether it's a wild pitch, maybe it's even a contact play, ground ball. Who knows? That is a far more advantageous situation. But you have to give up the bat of Frazier to get there. And I think that that was the push-pull with Don Kelly. And I thought over it a bunch because I am inclined to agree with you. But the second and third one-out situation is far too appealing because you're at home. You play for the tie with a fly ball. You play for the tie with a potentially ground ball. And then if you get a base hit, you can also win the game in walk-off fashion. And you have two opportunities to do that. So I do. I bunt him. I want the second and third one-out situation as opposed to letting Frazier switch. Now, if Frazier was an extra base threat, if Frazier was a home run threat, I think I'm more inclined to let him swing away.
Yeah.
But to get, you kind of had to give. It was one of those situations.
I guess I just don't have much faith in Davis or Hayes.
Well, and it maybe,
which was justified.
Well, and that's, yeah.
My lack of faith.
I guess that's the bigger issue here. I mean, Davis has to come up with a fly ball to the outfield.
Yes.
Like, so it's not so much the bad managerial decision. It's, I think, a lack of execution on that element because you don't need a hit in that scenario. And you set yourself up to tie the game without a hit, right? Second,
yeah.
Third, one,
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
You just need a...
I'd almost rather have a squeeze play and a bunt there to try to get a run in. Anything to get a run in.
And Davis hit an absolute missile to deep left center field his last time up as well. So all you have to do is elevate the ball deep enough to tie the game, and they might still be playing baseball for all we know.
Dan Zangrilli, you know him from pre and post, all kinds of Pirate stuff. Dan, give us three Pirates, if you would, who you think could be traded by the deadline.
Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, Adam Frazier, two bats, right, on expiring deals. I mean, right. Gosh, half the roster. But I'd say right. Those two bats are probably the biggest commodities. And let's go and say like a Dennis Santana or a David Bednar. I think he would be on the table. I think Mitch Keller could potentially be on the table. How about
interesting.
This? How about this?
Yeah.
You know, the way that Hayes has played, if you're going to deal Mitch Keller, the only way to get off the Hayes money and to find a longer-term solution here, maybe you package Hayes with Mitch Keller and try to get something of
Man,
value.
Man, do I like that idea.
And then you take the money that you otherwise would be saving with Keller's contract and Hayes' deal and reinvest that wherever you would, whether that's with existing players or whether that's with somebody that you could potentially acquire.
Well, speaking of that, do you think O'Neill Cruz right now, it's a wise play to try to get him signed to a long-term contract? Would you make that play? Would you try?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
What would the number be for you? Ballpark.
So, I mean, he's got to be pushing over 150. I think there's enough holes in his game that you could poke. You could make a case right now that you don't have to get to that $200 million valuation. You know, with the swing and miss, the inconsistencies, he was showing the ability to hit left-handers really well, but recently he's kind of reverted back to old habits there. I think you could probably, if you guarantee this guy $150 million, would he bite? Now, is that a prudent investment? I think you can also make the case that it's not a prudent investment. Is he good enough defensively in center field to warrant that? I don't like the way that he catches the ball in center field. I don't like the way that he throws the ball in center field. He doesn't high point the baseball when he catches it. And he throws from a three-quarter arm slot like a shortstop.
I thought he had a chance to get that guy at the plate last night with a good throw.
He's bad mechanically. He's bad mechanically. He's wonderful in the sense that you know, the ground that he can cover is very appealing. His first step has become, I think, a lot better, you know, getting jumps off the bat. That's paramount, obviously, to outfield play. So he's improved in those areas. But, you know, he's made all the routine catches. The throwing obviously has to improve. The decisions as to where the baseball goes, what base and what scenario, still a lot of room for improvement, but it has gotten better.
But this is mostly about the bat, right? If this guy shows that he's 40 home run capable, 900 OPS capable, you're giving him the money.
In the pie chart.
Or are you betting on that?
In the pie chart, yeah, offense is going to pay more, but you still need to have a defensive element to his game to maximize the full value. So I'm not dismissing that. Especially as an outfielder, especially as an outfielder at PNC Park. So, no, I'm not going to dismiss defense altogether. But, yeah, of course, you need an aircraft carrier. You need somebody that has the ability to hit 35 to 40 home runs every year. He's that guy. Is he going to be able to run like he is now and steal bases 2 years from now? I mean, what is that window for base stealers? I think it's more so 2 to 3 maybe 4 year window. They don't do that for 5, 7, 10 years over their career. Look at McCutchen, for instance.
Right. Limits, the mere thought of leaving you out of this conversation leaves me borderline hopeless.
Borderline hopeless. Dan, I'm not going to ask you the Bubba Chandler question that everyone seems to want to be asking right now, but what I will ask you is Carmen Majinski coming up and being in the bullpen, and what is being described by Noah Hyles as a bulk reliever role. I think they should just put Carmen Majinski in the seventh or eighth inning and say, here you go. In the first two innings, first inning that you pitched as you were a starter, you did really well, and you did solid when you went back to AAA. They should use him in a high leverage situation, at least in my opinion.
Well, they could. I mean, just because you're a bulk reliever with the ability to go multiple innings doesn't mean that you're excluded or prohibited from doing what you're suggesting. I think that that would be matchup-based or situationally-based. You have a guy that can't get 18 outs, but he can get you more than three. So that's, I think, what they mean by that. So the ability to go two innings doesn't mean that he is, I guess, hemmed in to that particular role. Ashcraft, brought up as a bulk reliever, he closed things out the other day. Comes in a huge situation, gets the final out of, what game was that? I think it was game one, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe it was the final game against Philadelphia.
Yeah, final game.
And then he takes it the rest of the way. He gets the ninth inning. So that could be anything from two-thirds to 2 2/3. And I think versatility in your bullpen is a good thing. Maybe you need somebody to get the sixth and seventh. Nothing wrong with that. Sometimes the game is won and lost. The way that the Pirates are playing one-run games, highest leverage of point of the ball game might actually be, you know, when you inherit a couple of runners in the sixth inning. Two outs, sixth inning, guy goes 5 2/3, runners at second and third, and you need a sweeper. Okay, great. Now he's going to come out, get that final out of the sixth inning, give you the seventh as well, inning and a third. I mean, that's the type of stuff that I think Majinski can do for you. And if you have both he and Ashcraft, that's a good thing. A lot of stuff in that bullpen between those two.
If they were to trade Bednar, Dan, what do you think his value is at this point? Like, you're obviously not going to get it back to what the All-Star level was a couple years ago, but can they manufacture something over the next month and a half, if they were to deal him, to try to drive that value up to something?
Absolutely. He's retired, I think. Let me see here. 21 of the last 23 batters that he's faced.
So yeah, he's been really
good.
He's
very much trending in that direction. And if he, Austin, does what he's done the last month for the next month, I think you, and plus you've got the track record, I think you can easily make the case that what he endured for the better part of, what was it, you know, 4 or 5 months of baseball time where he wasn't very good, you can make the case, and depending on how the stuff is playing and what the scouts are seeing, they'll probably bite and think that he's quote-unquote back. And he doesn't necessarily have to be a closer, you know, for a competing team. Anybody who's in contention and needing a bullpen reinforcement doesn't necessarily need David Bednar to close games. They could say, well, this guy will slot in perfectly in our seventh inning and bolster our bullpen. I think that's what the Pirates did with Joaquin Soria. Did they get him from the Kansas City Royals in 2015? You know, they've already got Watson and Melance in there. And you're thinking, wow, we're going to get a closer type of guy and we're going to use him in the seventh inning. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. And I think he's been really, really good lately. Limits, we had somebody on yesterday. Who was it who said that Connor Griffin could be here as early as next year at some point?
Look, you're talking about Michael McHenry.
I'm talking about Michael McHenry.
Yeah, because McHenry, Dan, coached him a little bit in USA Baseball and basically said that from what he saw from Griffin then compared to what he saw from Griffin at the start of spring training this year, I mean, he looks like just a man out there at 19 years old. He looks like he's really filling out his body. But he also said that defensively, the Pirates have been pleasantly surprised with what they've seen from him at shortstop, where many scouts thought he would be a center fielder.
Other organizations do it. Why can't the Pirates? Other organizations seem to have all of these success stories where they get their unicorn into the big leagues by age 20 and 21. Why can't the Pirates?
They should. They should be aggressive with him.
I agree.
I mean, when did Bobby Witt come up with the Kansas City Royals? How old was he?
20, 21.
Okay. And you know, look at all of these cornerstone young players. We have pushed the timeline on these guys up, for better or for worse. I was talking to some scouts because there were a ton of them at the Marlins series. I'm sure they wanted to see some of the young Marlins' arms. They probably wanted to see some of the Pirates' arms as well, because you would figure that both teams are forecasting to be sellers here. So there were a ton of scouts at the ballpark the other day, and a lot of good baseball people that I've come to know over the years, and you know, some of the, you know, conversation turned to just generically baseball wide speaking, how do we have so many issues with getting and graduating hitters from AAA to the big leagues? And a lot of them, the consensus was, the fact that they don't ferment and develop long enough in the minor leagues. There's such a rush to get all of these hitters to the big leagues, and they've had a hard time, you know, adapting. Well, that's because of the aggressive timelines that player development has on these guys trying to get them to the big leagues. And my long-winded point here is, like with a guy like Connor Griffin, a lot of other organizations are really pushing the limits to what a player can handle. And a lot of times it's working, and they're having success with it. So why can't the Pirates do that with Connor Griffin? I suppose you risk, you know, some adverse reactions here in giving somebody too much that they can handle, but there are plenty of success stories in challenging somebody and really putting the pedal to the metal developmentally, rather than giving them a year at A ball, a year at high A ball, a year at double A, a year in triple A. Heck, let's go 2 months at each level and try to get them to the big leagues. And if you have success and you do it right, I mean, my gosh, your 0 to 6 clock starts so much earlier. And then guess what? Your propensity of signing a longer-term team-friendly deal with those guys that extends them to age 30, yeah, they'll take their guaranteed money plus 2 years of free agency, knowing that they'll get out of that contract with in time to get another
good
five,
point.
Six, seven, 8 years. So yeah, that's the value of being uber-aggressive in getting these guys to the big leagues. The heck with 24 years old, get them to the big leagues at 21, 22.
I just don't feel like they've been aggressive enough with some guys in their minor league system moving them up compared to other organizations.
Give me an example.
Well, I think, you know, Gonzalez, I feel like, could have been here earlier than when he was. And maybe that's because he was going through all the COVID stuff. I don't know. But there have been previous examples, like Josh Bell, I thought, could have been here earlier.
It's a different era, though. That was 10 years ago. We may as well be 30 years ago.
I mean, you can make the case even maybe for Chandler right now. Connor Griffin, should he be in double A? Should he have just skipped high A Greensboro where everybody hits?
Yeah, and that's a fair point. By the way, on Chandler, interesting tidbit that I picked up from some of the scouts. A lot of them, the consensus was that Chandler wasn't ready. They didn't feel that he was ready.
Yeah, I think I heard Greg Brown maybe talking about that last
night.
And
this is from, this isn't from anybody in the Pirates organization. These are other evaluators that have seen, because we were talking about Ashcraft, we were talking about Mattson, and then Chandler, just, you know, some of the arms, and that comes up in conversation. Well, you know, they've seen Chandler. I haven't. Well, what do you think? Where is he? I want to get the real scoop from these guys that don't have a dog in the race,
you know, that's
not somebody in the Pirates organization, so it's truly an unbiased lens. They didn't feel that, you know, he was quite ready. Too many pitches, too many walks per nine. They think it translates to 3 2/3 right now if you bring him up.
Dan, you're a wonderful man.
Joe,
thank you for coming in.
All the best.
Limits, did you want to say goodbye to Dan?
Goodbye, Dan.
All right, goodbye, Austin.
Always good to see you, Dan.
Yeah, all right, sleep tight.
You too. Don't let the bed bugs bite you tonight.
All right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kabali may still be in the locker room here, so why don't we play a little Mike Tomlin from yesterday? Oh, limitless wonder. I haven't heard the full uncut Tomlin and would like to. May I raise my hand at any point if I want to interject something?
Oh, Joe, you know that you can definitely do that.
Play it.
And I would be happy to oblige. Here is Mike Tomlin from yesterday, first day of mandatory minicamp.
Man, had a really good and exciting day today. Very similar to the work we've done to this point in the offseason, but it's another step closer to a football-like environment. The days are a little bit longer, not only in terms of us being in the building, but the length of practice, just we're at that stage where we get an opportunity to continue to work on our football conditioning and display it, present some more challenging schematics in all three phases, and just really a little bit more formal work. And so from a competitive standpoint, it's a fun environment, and we had a really good day, and I look forward to us getting back out and doing similar things tomorrow. Questions?
Any comment on TJ Blackhouse?
No, certainly we'd like him to be here, but certainly not surprised by where we are. We've expressed the desire to get the business done. He has as well, and so we'll continue to work. We've been here before.
Mike, is there a concern about his future with the team?
No.
Did he give you advance notice that he wouldn't be here?
Whatever communication transpires between he and I will remain there.
Mike, what does Aaron Rodgers bring to this team in your eyes?
I mean, read his resume. We're excited about him being here. He's excited about being here. But we'll make no bold predictions. We're just going to roll our sleeves up and go to work and let our efforts do the talking.
Mike, he said that you wanted him to just do the individual stuff as he learned the offense. What went into that decision?
I'll be really straightforward with you. June reps are a heck of a lot more important for a guy like Will Howard at this stage of his career than a guy who's been doing it for 20 years. And so whatever snaps he gets, you take away from a guy like Will Howard, and we're trying to get this collective ready for training camp.
So I think the reps are important for Rodgers too. And I'm glad that he's familiar with Arthur Smith's offense, that Rodgers put it out there that, yeah, it's just going to take a little adjustment in terminology. You're still looking at personnel. You're getting used to entirely new personnel and all the little finer points of the game. And that's why Tom Brady was out there with his guys all the time, way earlier than this when he went to Tampa. Now, Rodgers says he wants to have his guys come out to Malibu.
Yes.
And he said that would be a tough sell, which is the first time I ever heard anybody say Malibu would be a tough sell.
He was joking.
Limits. Oh.
Yeah, he was very much joking that, you know, oh, well, I'm sure that would be very hard for people to want to come to Malibu.
Did you see his house?
I love Malibu. It's awesome. I've been there.
You have?
Not to his house, but I've been to Malibu.
Bob Dylan has a house out there.
Some of Malibu burned down in the wildfires
I know.
Earlier this year.
I know.
Really sad.
So that'll be good. But, you know, I still think these are important reps for Rodgers, man. The clock is ticking. The clock is ticking. And that opener against the Jets is not that far away.
No.
It really isn't.
It's still, what, 3 months away, roughly? So,
why do you hate Will Howard so much?
You're really going to phrase the question that way, because you know I don't hate Will Howard.
And do, Limits. You're on the Drew Aller bandwagon here. We can't get you
all
off.
All right, separate this, Joe.
Kenny Pickett just hit Jerry Judy over the middle.
Don't put me in this box that you like to try to put me in, that, oh, if you like Drew Aller.
I didn't put you in there. Your fans did on the text meter.
Yeah, and Pony has put me in that box, and you have put me in
the box. So don't lash out at me.
Everybody is putting me in this box. I'm breaking out of the box. The cardboard box is being opened. Just because I like Drew Aller does not mean...
You don't like Drew Aller. You love him. You adore him. You worship him.
Does not... I worship only one person. And just because I like Drew Aller does not mean that I automatically...
You worship Pony?
No, I worship God. That is all, Joe.
Okay,
when I go to
it.
Church and usher on Sundays. Just because I like Aller... does not mean that I automatically have to...
You love Aller.
Again, the point still is, if I could make it, that doesn't mean that I don't like Will Howard and that I'm rooting for this guy to fail.
You hate Will Howard because he's from The Ohio State University.
Did
Texters,
I root for Michael Penix to
Texters,
fail?
Texters, do you agree with me?
Do I root for Michael Penix to fail?
At 412...
No, let me finish. Did I root for Michael Penix to fail when he was at Indiana and won that overtime
Indiana's
game that
no
beat
threat
Penn State
for you.
In that game? Do I openly root for... did I openly root for Tom Brady
yes, you
against
did.
Him because he went to Michigan?
Yep.
Yeah, you're full of BS.
I'm just trying
BS,
to spice
Joe.
Up the show.
I know you are.
I'm trying to spice up the show. I'm sick
Texter
today.
Texter Limits is in his rock box of Will Howard hate. Come on.
People know, Limits. It's too late to try to undo the rock box that you've thrown at Will Howard.
No, I like the rock box, but I'm not throwing the rock box
you
at Will Howard.
You have ripped Will Howard on this show.
Ripped Will Howard. By saying that a sixth-round pick... is going to be, has if he has a good career, it would amount to something similar to Landry Jones.
You said he was
Jones,
one of the worst draft picks in Steelers
that
history.
That is not what I said at all.
I know. I'm lying.
Exactly. You're lying. You're gaslighting.
Sorry.
You're gaslighting the audience right
no,
now.
No, I'm not.
You're
I'm not gaslighting on this. You do not like Will Howard, and you say he has very little chance to ever be anybody, and you love Drew Aller, not like love, and you want the Steelers to get him next year, and you're willing to go to
Again,
great lengths
you just,
to do it.
You have to stop putting me in
where
this situation.
Where was I wrong there?
Again, I like Aller. That
like?
Does not mean...
You sure it's only like?
Can I finish my point? I like Aller. I think Aller could be something special if he takes another step up this year. That does not mean that I am openly rooting for Will Howard to fail. I just think that things are stacked against Will Howard based on some of the things that I saw in the regular season with him. And everybody will jump on me because of the Penn State hate. All the Pitt fans will throw trash at me for thinking this. And all the Ohio State people will do the exact same thing, thinking I have this biased opinion. But when you look at it from an unbiased perspective, how can you not think that a six-round pick, oh, well, Tom Brady was a six-round pick. Tom Brady was an anomaly. You don't get a lot of six-round picks that become starters and become very good. Like, Will Howard, I hope, does well. I hope he does. I think he's a good guy. He seems like a really good person. I'm not openly rooting for him to fail. And anybody that thinks otherwise is just stuck in their ways to try to put me into some system that I don't want to be in. So take that.
He hates Will Howard and loves Drew Aller. Texters, what do you think? 412-928-9370. If you want to weigh in with Limits. What are they saying, Limits? Anything?
Nobody
that
needs...
was a good soliloquy. Where is Cabali? Where is he?
Well, he's not. He
did
just
he
texted
text
me
you?
That he's good right now. I'll call
All
him.
Right. Let me know what the texters are saying.
I won't.
I can't believe that this lady didn't believe me the other day that I'm sick. She gave me spray for my nasal passage, allergy spray. That's insulting, isn't it, Limits?
Yes. Huh?
What do you think of that?
I'm calling Cabali right now.
I thought you said he was on the line. Did you not? Anyway, the lady the other, light up Limits on the text line, will you? He's very distracted now. Pirates underway, Bailey Falter on the mound. ERA leaders in May and June, Paul Skeens at 1.52.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That is incredible. And I can't wait tomorrow to be out at Oakmont Bakery. I think that's the plan. I think Bob will come out and visit for a bit. Who knows what else could happen at Oakmont Bakery? Usually good things when it involves their donuts, their scones, their muffins, and everything else that happens there. Cakes, cookies, whatever else might happen. Pies, I don't know. The place is unbelievable. And I wrote today at postgazette.com, you know, Justin Thomas made this challenge because people were asking the pros yesterday, hey, what would a 16 handicap get from the back tees here? He said, let's do it. Monday, let's let a bunch of whatever, 5, 10, 18 handicaps out there. And the USGA responded by saying, should we? So like 5 million people have viewed that tweet, and you have all these people saying, let me go. I'm a 6 handicap. I'll play. I sort of did take the Justin Thomas challenge a couple months ago. Pomp hooked me up with my friend, my new friend, Greg Stipos, who's an Oakmont member. And it went, it was unbelievable and very enjoyable, but it went horribly limits. Literally, the course literally brought me to my knees. What are the texters saying to you? Did I incite a riot here?
One texter says, limits is right, but still hail to Pitt.
Right about what?
Other texter says, leave Austin to have his own opinion. God knows we have to listen to Starkey's opinions on his bad taste in music, his love for old basketball, and his game shows.
So wait, if I disagree with Limit's opinions, I should just let it go unchallenged? What is this, the Ron Cook show now?
No.
He used to hate his opinions getting challenged. He would say,
you can challenge.
He would say things like, opinions are like noses. Everybody has one. I know, but no, if I disagree with yours, I'm allowed to say it.
You can challenge my opinion all you want. You just have completely misinterpreted and have tried to mischaracterize everything.
No, I haven't. You love Drew Aller and you hate Will Howard.
And again, I do not hate Will Howard.
Let's
and I never said that I did. And
you
again,
came real close.
You were trying to put me into this headspace with some of the listeners where they hate me because they love Will Howard, and now they hate me.
You said
and
you
Joe,
weren't even
you know
willing
what?
To give Will Howard a chance a couple weeks ago. You said you weren't even open to the idea he might be good. Do you remember that argument?
I do remember.
Let's not go back on that, oh, limitless wonder.
I do remember you saying, do you have an open mind about Will Howard? And yeah. I do not have an open mind that Will Howard can be a starter for a season. I never said that he's not going to be like a terrible backup quarterback. No, I don't think he can be a
starter. Oh, there's your opinion of Will Howard. The ceiling for Will Howard, according to limits, is to be a terrible backup quarterback.
Is to be a solid backup quarterback.
You just said terrible.
I did not say terrible.
Kabali, are you there? Did you just hear him say terrible backup quarterback?
I don't know. You guys are arguing for 15 minutes.
Well, you haven't even been available for the segment. Where were you?
Well, you know what that's like? Because when Austin says 12:40 and you're in the locker room and you got your phone on silent, then you call it 12:30. I tend not to hear my phone that's on silent because I was expecting 12:40, not 12:30.
I'm sorry. And I'm sorry to limits. I've taken this too far.
Joe, texters are pretty conflicted. We have some texters are on your side and some texters are on my side. One texter saying, put him in his place.
Austin.
And that limits is getting too big for his britches. He's starting to become Malzy.
He's starting to become intern Dom. Listen to this, Kabali. Did you hear about this?
I've heard some stories about intern Dom. I'm getting text messages from people I know, not really liking Dom's take on balding play-by-play announcers. I know that, but I heard he was he went after the legend
twice. He indirectly called Bob a moron a couple weeks ago.
I didn't insult Bob.
And then yesterday, listen to this, or 2 days ago when he was on producing the Pony Show, listen to intern Dom here, Kabali.
For Pomp to say he'd rather have Justin Fields, that's a...
Oh, here we go again. You're going at Pomp.
That's a low point in Pomp's career.
Wow!
I hate to say it.
No, you don't!
That is rock bottom for Pomp.
Kabali, what do you think of this?
Wow. You mean there's just some things you don't mess with? And there's a living legend sitting right across from you, a guy you work with who is well-loved by everybody imaginable. Not one person has a bad thing to say about him. You probably shouldn't be targeting Bob Pompiani.
He's the godfather. On one hand, I think that Dom has some big old cojones for doing this. On
no
the
doubt.
Other, I wouldn't advise it. Would you, Limits?
No, not at all. Mark, I think that intern Dom has gone a little bit too far with this. I wouldn't do that. It's too much.
Yes, it's way too much. I mean, pick your battles. In the battle with Pomp, you lose 100% of the time. Not through Pomp, but the Pomp army will come
the
after
Pomp
you.
Pomp army. You're right about
that. The Pompulous.
Yes. Yeah. So, what was the most interesting thing you saw or heard in the locker room today?
Ooh, well, they're just getting on the field now just to start practice. I could tell you what DK Metcalf said, but he was talking so lightly that I did not hear one word he said other than yes, sir, and no, sir. But talking to a wide receiver coach, Zach Azzani, before practice, and I asked him about wide receiver too. They brought in Gabe Davis. What do you need? And, man, he threw his full support to one little Calvin Austin III. He pretty much said, this is my number two, man. I don't know if he has to say that because that's the only people who are currently on roster, but he is a huge Calvin Austin fan. He feels that he's on a trajectory upward, getting nothing but better. And the size differential, speed differential between he and DK Metcalf makes it a very difficult group to cover. So for him to come out and pretty much say, Calvin Austin's our dude, I think that says a lot.
What's your opinion on that? Do you think he's going to be a legit number two?
He has gotten a lot better. I don't know if I'm willing to take that chance quite yet of labeling him the number two. I'm sure that if they do bring somebody else in of greater name value, that will all change. I don't know. I just don't buy right now Calvin Austin as a true legit number two difference maker, but I can see him growing into that, but I can also see him flatlining too. And then you're right in the same position you were last year. So to steal a quote from Ron Cook, well, their coaches, they know more than me. So maybe he knows more than me.
Limits, the mere thought of leaving you out of this conversation leaves me melancholy beyond repair.
Oh, melancholy.
Yeah.
Mark, Richie Wall said something yesterday when Pony asked about about how much, you know, Aaron Rodgers, how much better Rodgers looked than Mason Rudolph, and that there's a night and day difference with the way that Rodgers goes about it, footwork and everything compared to Mason. Did you notice something similar?
Absolutely not. You know, I love Richie Wallace. He's one of the best dudes in the world, but he don't have a goddamn clue.
This is one of your best appearances in a while. You're on fire. You're in fuego.
No, we're talking, first of all, we're talking about a dozen to 15 individual throws by Aaron Rodgers that probably never made it past the 10-yard mark to say footwork, strength of arm, ball exploding out of his hands. Nah, I'm not. No, no. Mason, I think I would still give him the edge on that. But where I do give Aaron Rodgers a significant edge was that guy knows how to get rid of the ball in a hurry. That ball gets out of his hand quickly. Like, I'd like to see him like side by side to Dan Marino. It comes out quick. And with a suspect offensive line, that's what you're going to need. So that's what jumped out to me, the quick release and how quickly it gets out and up the speed. But to say that he has stronger arm, no, I don't buy that. No, I don't believe that.
Along those same lines, Lewis Riddick on ESPN looked at the tape yesterday and said Aaron Rodgers is moving way better than at any time last season. We're already making that observation. Maybe so. Do you agree?
I didn't see him go through drills last year to make that comparison, but what are we talking about here? I don't really care if Aaron Rodgers runs around, and especially the videos that you saw there where they had to do some sprint outs. That's not where Aaron Rodgers is going to be needed at. He just needs to be able to manipulate his feet and maneuver in the pocket to get open. So even if he is looking better than last year, that's not what they want him to do. I have no baseline to compare that to. He looked like he didn't look like a 41-year-old quarterback. I will say that. He didn't look like old school Ben, but I don't want to say that he's Josh Allen. He ain't no Lamar Jackson.
But he was moving around pretty good, in your opinion.
He wasn't bad. I didn't see no limp like me, so he's got over his Achilles quicker than me. But I'm cuter than him, though, so whatever.
This guy's going well today, isn't he?
Wow, Mark, cuter than Aaron Rodgers. Well, Mark, Aaron Rodgers just got married. What do you make of the
who do you get married
wedding?
To? That's
why,
the question.
Why, as an honorary member of the Pat McAfee show, were you not invited to the wedding, and was Pat invited to the wedding?
I don't think anybody was invited, though. You think there was a big wedding and Aaron dressed up like in a tux or something? They probably went to the Justice of the Peace or something, right? Went and got their blood test and maybe went on the beach in Malibu and had, you know how they had those beach weddings where everybody dressed in white and it looks really strange?
Yeah, I did that for my cousin about 15 years ago. We went to Mexico for that.
Very strange. Very strange. I could see something like that. But, I mean, who the heck cares if he's married or not? I'm sure. I guess the tabloids love it.
Everybody cares. I mean, that's
he's
a celeb. Yes, you do.
It's a big moment in your life.
If Sidney Crosby got married next week, it'd be a gigantic story. Of course, it's a story.
Hasn't he lived with the lady for like 10 years?
So I don't know. So, well, yeah, it'll still be a big story.
Okay, how about if I give you like five players' names? And
who's
you
he married,
if they're married
to?
Or not.
They're not Aaron Rodgers.
I have no idea.
Donnie Find Football out. Getting engaged was a huge story, Mark.
A big story. Well, he's right about that.
Donnie Football is your friend. Aaron Rodgers is a quarterback. If I said to you, Alex Highsmith, married or not?
Don't care.
What would you say?
Don't care. He's not a celebrity. Aaron Rodgers is.
Mason Rudolph, married or not?
Interesting. Now it's a little more interesting.
Yeah,
you don't think it's interesting that Duck Hodges is with, what's her name?
Lainey Wilson.
Thank you, Limits.
Okay, now if Duck Hodges with, Jenna from Blondox, would you care?
Yeah.
No.
No, because they're both celebrities now.
Dude, I worry about ball. I don't worry about wedding rings.
I want you to ask Rodgers today in the locker room, just on the side, say, hey, Aaron, by the way, who did you marry? I think that would be a good one. And then
you'd probably pull out the phone and show me the picture.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.